But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? As the New Testament church was beginning, we see Ananias and Sapphira lie to the Holy Spirit with disastrous consequences. Can we know what they did so we don't make the same mistakes? If you would like to turn to Acts 5, it's Acts 5. It started in verse 1, and we'll continue in verse 4. We will continue the story. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things, and young men arose and wrapped him up, carried him out, and buried him. Now, the first part of this scripture mentions both Ananias and Sapphira, his wife. So what happened to her? What was her fate, and was it the same as her husband? Did it have to be? Continuing in verse 7, now it was about 3 hours later when his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, and Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her out, buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. Now the decision of Ananias and Sapphira was obviously not a good one, which may be a little bit of an understatement as to what happened to them. But what exactly did they do? Were they killed because they didn't give all of the money that they received to the church? That's almost what it sounds like at that point. So if you want a title for this message, you can call it Lying to the Holy Spirit. We'll take a look at some of these questions to understand why we need to not make those same mistakes. Now, the story actually starts a little bit earlier in Acts 4. If we go there, where the Holy Spirit is filling God's people as Peter and John were preaching and healing. In Acts 4:32, if you turn back just a page, Acts 4:32, we read, now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of land or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet. And they distributed them as anyone had need, which we saw is to some extent what Ananias and Sapphira were up to. In that next verse, verse 36, we see where Joseph, who was named Barnabas, sold his land and gave it to the apostles. But unlike the others, he provided the whole thing and told them so. So I think we can say that Ananias and Sapphira were not of one accord with the rest of the congregation. While they made a show of being like the others, selling their property to give to the apostles and help provide for the congregation, they were filled with the desire for recognition of having given all that they had, and they lied about it. They created an intricate plan to keep some of the money for themselves while still saying that they had provided it all to the church. It wasn't about them giving all of the money, but the greed and purposeful deception of their actions. We see Peter giving both Ananias and Sapphira the option to come clean, to repent individually for the deception, but they both continued in their lies, and in this case were immediately punished by God, as an example. They went into the situation knowing they were doing something wrong, confronted with the sin, and still totally unrepentant. So let's take a look at a physical example in the Old Testament. If you would turn to Joshua 7. There are many also other events that are discussed in the Old Testament, such as Aaron's sons being killed after using profane fire. But the one I want to look at is that of Achan. So if you turn to Joshua 7, verse 20, it's Joshua 7, verse 20, we see that Israel has just defeated Jericho with God's help in chapter 6, and to their chagrin, they fail in the next battle because Achan, the son of Charmi, has done something that God specifically told the people not to do. He committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, and so the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. We see Achan confronted in Joshua 7, verse 20. Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. And there they are, hidden under the earth in the midst of my tent with the silver under it." In this case, Achan admits to his sin after being confronted, but doesn't necessarily show remorse. Going through the list of spoils he took, he had to have taken much time and effort into gathering them, to purposefully disregard those commandments of God. In fact, it probably took his family, animals, and all of his people to bring the items back to his tent and to hide them. It is a wonder he was able to do all of that without anybody seeing. Achan took the items because of his greed and thinking God, the leaders, or his people would not know his deceit. But God knew, and his anger burned. In this case, the result was quick and bloody, as the children of Israel were told to take action against him, his family, and all his possessions through the end of the chapter. So in closing, there are three points that I thought would be good to take away from this message. Number one, we can lie to the Holy Spirit, by purposefully acting in sin, believing it can be hidden from God, and being unrepentant about it. Number two, this act of lying to the Holy Spirit may be one of the most dangerous things that we can do in our walk with God. We may not die immediately like Ananias and Sapphira, or be stoned like Achan by the children of Israel, but we might be putting our eternal life in jeopardy, which I would say is far worse. Number three, repentance is the key. Let us always strive to be humble, stay close to God, and ask him for the forgiveness of our sins. So let's use Achan in the Old Testament and Ananias and Sapphira in Acts to remember to not lie to the Holy Spirit that lives within us, that guides us. We cannot afford to lie to the Holy Spirit.